Good morning, this is John Zanker with the Morning Coffee Comments for Wednesday, May 1st. Happy May Day. Hopefully somebody will leave a basket of goodies on your front door today. And hopefully that'll bring back some good childhood memories. I'm sure everyone would settle for a basket of higher prices, but that's currently not in the cards. Corn futures are backing up again this morning with the July contract currently down 1.25 cents to 445.5. Weakness yesterday came via an ugly soy market, and some additional slippage is being seen there again this morning. On its own, there are not a lot of negatives currently gripping this market, and that might not be changing anytime soon given the widespread rains expected over the next 7 days. The extended forecast is starting to cool down as well, with additional rainfall expected during the 6 to 14 day time frame. Unlike soybeans, the export market continues to post some solid numbers, and hopefully that won't be changing anytime soon. Soybean futures are indeed under some additional pressure this morning, with the July contract currently down 5.75 cents to 11.57 1/4. Yesterday's surprise ugly outing was due in large part to a very sharp drop in soy oil futures, which saw an unexpected shot at deliveries against the May contract. That's not a good sign for either the domestic or export market. Oil use has been on the soft side lately, and this market cannot afford any softness on the domestic side. The whole soybean export market is tanking fast, which is not an unusual phenomena at this time of the year. However, we've grown accustomed to a roaring domestic crush pace, and anything threatening that will not go over well with the speculative crowd. The charts are back to being a mess, and the bearish specs will use that to their advantage. Unlike corn, the current weather forecast will not be limiting acreage in any manner. I'll continue to keep my additional acreage thoughts in place until the USDA proves me wrong on June 28. Wheat futures are showing a steady tone this morning with the July contract currently up three quarter cent to 6.04. The recent rally has come to a screeching halt this week, and it might not be easy to get it restarted. Perhaps the best way to pull the wannabe bulls back in is a continuation of the dryness currently being seen in parts of Ukraine and Russia. The forecast for those two countries is mixed, so we could see a spark from that area early next week. Domestically, the 7-day projected is looking wetter for both Oklahoma and Texas, while drier for the western half of Kansas. The equity markets were drop-kicked yesterday, with the Dow falling 570 points to settle at 37,816. The S&P registered a loss of 1.57%, while the NASDAQ was the biggest loser of the day at minus 2.04%. Inflation and interest rates have surged back to the forefront, and that's not a good thing for the equity bulls. The only tool in the bag to quickly fight inflation is another round of Fed tightening, which could touch off at least a short-term bear market. The dollar surged again in yesterday's trade, and the index is moderately higher this morning at 106.34. That mark is dangerously close to the 7-month high. Crude oil futures are under some heavy pressure this morning, with the nearby contract currently down $1.48 to $80.45. I'm a little surprised with the steepness of the drop, given that the most recent attempt at a Middle Eastern ceasefire appears to be in question. I suspect a good portion of today's slide can be attributed to the sharp losses in the equities yesterday, but those losses will be quickly recovered if the ceasefire talks fail. The national radar amp is almost totally quiet this morning, with the only notable action currently occurring in eastern Oklahoma. The 7-day projected is keeping the heaviest action in Iowa, southern Minnesota, and Missouri, with much lighter numbers expected from central Illinois through Ohio. The extended maps are a mixed bag this morning, but in general are not suggesting any major planning delays. However, there is just enough water in the forecast to keep both farmers and the speculative bears a bit nervous. This material should be construed as cash grain market commentary provided by JC's Anchor. It's not intended to refer to any derivatives, trading strategy, or promotional element. And that is all for this morning. Thank you for listening. I hope your day goes exceptionally well.